Today I'm pleased to announce that Dr. Brantley is being discharged from the hospital. After a rigorous course of treatment and thorough testing, we have determined, in conjunction with the Centers for Disease Control and state health departments, that Dr. Brantley has recovered from the Ebola virus infection and that he can return to his family, to his community, and to his life without public health concerns.
That is Dr. Bruce Ribner of Emory University Hospital talking there about Kent Brantley, who was released today, and Nancy Reitbol on Tuesday. She was released. Both were treating Ebola patients in Liberia when they got the disease. Dr. Tom Frieden is director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's with us from Atlanta. Dr. Frieden, this is pretty incredible.
It's really encouraging that people are getting back into the community, being reunited with their families. It reminds us, though, of the terrible tragedy that's going on in Africa today, where there have already been more cases in this outbreak than in all previous Ebola outbreaks combined previously. So we know that this is unprecedented, and we have to respond in an unprecedented way.
Well, but should Americans be concerned that people who have just gotten over or are getting over Ebola are being released out into the public in the United States?
No, people who recover from Ebola aren't contagious as far as transmitting the virus through close personal contact. The only thing that we do advise people is that people who have recovered from Ebola can transmit the virus to others through sexual contact for up to 3 months. But we at the CDC laboratory have confirmed testing to indicate that there is not virus present in blood or other materials that would enable that to be transmitted.
What was the key in these two cases? Was it this experimental serum ZMapp?
We may likely never know whether the experimental treatment made any difference in this case. We're happy that these individuals are recovering and returning to the community, but we need to be clear about science. Many patients with Ebola do recover with or without treatment. What's so important for the hundreds of patients fighting for their lives in Africa is core basic good health care, intravenous fluids, oral rehydration, good nursing care, antibiotics. And that's what we're working so hard to try to get up and running, and what, unfortunately, we're seeing large gaps in particularly Liberia and Sierra Leone today.
But you're not certain at this point that it was ZMapp that caused this recovery in these two patients?
No, you really can't from one or two patients determine whether a medicine works. You have to do a rigorous trial. Even if it has laboratory indications of improvement, we just don't know. And in the case of this particular medicine, there also isn't any more of it available.
You bring up the situation in Africa, but how much of a threat at this point is Ebola to us here in the United States?
We should be very concerned about what's happening in Africa, not only for the health impact, but also for the economic and social impact it's having in Africa. It is, however, not going to cause a large outbreak in the United States, and the people being released today are not a risk to the community.
Finally, Tom Frieden, what lessons have you learned from this experience of these two patients in Atlanta? What have we learned about Ebola?
Well, I think it's a reminder that we're all connected by the air we breathe, water we drink, food we eat, and by the airplanes that connect the world. What we must do is control the outbreak at the source in Africa. That will protect healthcare workers. That will protect our economies, our travel. That's what we need to do. That's where our focus has to be, to make sure that we stop what is an unprecedented outbreak with an unprecedented response.
Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.